good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show, and I am your host, Jeremiah Bostic, here to give motivation and inspiration just to get you through to the end of the week. We are about to end season 3. Yes, this will be the last episode for this 10-week season with the multi-topic edition. And I hope you all appreciated these episodes. And of course, yes, there's more seasons and episodes to come. So make sure, as you're waiting for season 4, take the time to catch up with seasons 1 and 2 while waiting, all right? Now, if you're new to the JB1 crew, please don't forget to like and subscribe, and also be aware for Spotify users. There are participation questions at the bottom of the podcast. So, you know, stop by and take a look at them and give feedback. Okay. Now, during the break, while we're waiting for season 4 to materialize, it will be a good time to reach out to me at TheReal, that's all one word, TheReal.JeremiahBostic, BOSTICK, @gmail.com. All right. And tell me what subjects you'd like for me to tackle and be a part of the show. All right. You know, if you want to be a possible guest for the next season, you know, share that with me and I'll respond by emailing you back. All right. And tell me what type of shows you'd like to hear for, you know, possible season 4. Okay. So there's ways to participate, and I'm still around because you've lent me your ear. All right. And without y'all, I would have stopped podcasting a long time ago. So, you know, hey, I thank you all for the continued success of this podcast. Now, even though this is the last episode of the season, that doesn't mean you should forget about taking time out of your busy schedule to stop, take a break, remove yourself from the things or people, and allow yourself to relax and breathe. Just for 3 to 5 minutes. Take your head out of the game just for a short while. Worry about yourself and your mental health. Close your eyes and take a deep, deep breath. Inhale, exhale, and allow Yahweh's gift of life, the gift of air, the gift of breath, to enter into your lungs. Exhale the goodness of Yah, and then exhale all the negative things inside of your body. Breathe in, breathe out, and let it go.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Hey, man, how you doing out there? I hope your answer is well, but whether it is or it's not, I want you to come over here to the MediaCast One and take a listen to this show called Black Men Talking. Guess who's doing the talking? Black men doing all the talking. We're talking about things that black men need to get off their chest. Come on, I invite you to join the conversation at Black Men Talking. Let's have a funky good time.
All right, y'all. We're getting closer to the end, so let's get ready. Today will be a light show and something that I have an appreciation for when it comes to the Most High God's gift of a new family member. So, let's start the show. If y'all listen to season one, you would know that I lost my baby girl, Abigail, and her loss was taken pretty hard. She was a teenager who was taken by cancer. And so she fought up until the end of her flight here on this earth. And so I know she's happy where she's at. And so the family must move on. Not to forget about her, but move on. She's in our hearts and she's in our memories. 2 weeks ago, my oldest daughter had a baby boy. And so now we welcome him into the family. Now, for me, he doesn't replace my little girl, but my grandson does help to heal the pain my family and I have felt. Now, so many expectations for my grandson has already been set. And so, you know, it's been set as he's getting older. Unknowingly, certain expectations have been forcibly placed upon his life. Like, making sure he doesn't end up like his daddy. And that was not a joke. I have a duty to make sure that he has a man, a grown man, a responsible man in his life, to help raise him, but bring him up with positive masculinity, self-awareness, and to know the difference between right and wrong. Now, we must allow him to be a child, but at the same time, instill righteousness into his heart as he's growing up. Now, y'all know, with the world, with this modern society called America that we live in today, will be hard. so hard that I feel my family and I are going to have to really shelter him in place as to protect him from the abnormalities of this day and age. Here's my hint. Here's my hint. Listen to me carefully to what I'm about to say, all right? I want him to finish school, find and work a good job. Find a wife and support his children as he has been taught or will be taught. Okay? It's our job. It's our job as parents to rear our children, whether it be mom, dad, grandfather, grandmother, aunts and uncles, godmoms and goddads. We need to guide our children in the right direction. And you know what? It takes an entire village, like mom, dad, and grandfather, grandmother, aunts, uncles, godparents, the whole deal. It now takes an entire village more than ever in order to shield him from the disasters of the streets. But keeping him aware of the streets as to letting him know that there's a better way to make money. There is a better way to survive in this American land of confusion. Now, on a lighter note, your grandchild is everything. But why? Well, glad you asked. Because they are what you call the circle of life. They are a part of you. Even though they're, you know, you're not their father or mother, they are still a part of you, a part of your blood. I often think of Abraham and Jacob in the Bible and the promise to Jacob because of his grandfather, Abraham. So I wonder, what promise that was made to me by the Most High Yah will be passed down to my grandson as well? Anyway, folks, take joy in your grandchildren. Allow them to be a blessing in your life. Teach them the ways to allow God to have total control and help point your grandchildren in the way they need to go. For when they stray, they will remember the way in which they were taught and come back. Quote of the week comes from Victor Hugo. And he says, "There are fathers who do not love their children. There is no grandfather who does not adore his grandson." All right, all right, all right, y'all. Last episode, last call. Once again, I will be back Folks, love your children, for they are the continuation of the wheel that keeps turning and turning and turning in life. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Stay blessed. And shalom. I'm gonna let this song rock out. See y'all later.